In the Marais district of Paris, in a kitchen that clatters with copper cutlery and toques, Chef Solange Gregoire and her husband Chef Gael hover lovingly above a cast-iron pot that bubbles and simmers with an aromatic steam.
Why don't you take a taste, huh?
Just right from the pot like that?
Of course.
All right, let me see. Okay.
It tastes... Is that like rocks and dirt?
Yes!
You are more sophisticated than you look.
The Gregoires are creators of what they call véritable cuisine du terroir. Not just food of the land, but food of the land, really. At their Paris restaurant, Le Plat Sale, the dirty plate, the Gregoires prepare specialties like roche dans la coupe, a rock encased in pastry crust, and bouillie ragout, a stew made of mud from the Seine River.
Magnifique!
Olivier and Noël Blanchard dine frequently at Le Plat Sale, and conveniently, they speak English.
Now, a lot of Americans are wondering, I mean, can they really eat rocks?
You Americans want everything to be so safe with your seat belts, your no smoking, your speed limits, your vegan cupcakes, your condoms, your money-back guarantees.
So we asked the Gregoires,
is it really safe to eat rocks and dirt?
Alors, only Americans ask this question.
What would you rather eat, hein? A French rock or an American Twinkie?
And American chefs have been inspired to rediscover the roots of their own food culture. Rick Bayless, the Chicago chef who's won the James Beard and Julia Child Awards, says that dirt and rocks have an ancient history in Mexican cuisine.
You remember that Tzolk'in, that divine Maya calendar that they said predicted the end of the world in 2012?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, sure.
Well, it turned out that bits of the Tzolk'in had been chiseled off to toss into a stew named after Cipacna, the Mayan god of the Earth's crust. And we made a version in our restaurant with chunks of Wrigley Field.
We're raised to believe that if food is dirty, it's bad.
Ted Allen, who hosts Chopped on the Food Network, believes véritable cuisine du terroir will soon be a trend on American dining tables.
Let me put it this way, Sal. What's left? People are already eating snout to tail, leaves to roots, stem to stern, hand to mouth. I mean, chefs are getting people to eat kale and to drink rotten juices. It seems to me that dirt, rocks, and mud are just the natural follow-through.
Danny Meyer, the New York restaurateur who founded the Shake Shack chain, figures the future of food may be just below our feet.
We think that artisanal rocks, if they're locally sourced and freshly prepared, can be the next great American, I don't know, elegant and casual, customized, locavore, handmade, foodie, enthusiastic cuisine. You know, it's an alternative way to eat, and we hope to start opening the first restaurants in our new operation this fall, and maybe even in my native town of St. Louis. We're going to use dirt and rocks, and we're going to locally source them from Ladonia and Kabul, Missouri.
Uh-huh. Now, does dirt from, say, Ladonia have its own distinct flavor?
It's a terroir, for sure. It's got its own piquancy, and I guess that's the way I'd put it.
Uh-huh.
Kabul dirt is opulent but silky, and I don't know. I think people will really dig it.
The specialties that Solange and Gael Gregoire create in their Paris kitchen are as varied as the glories of the soil of France. Chef Solange lifts a last lid on a consommé that simmers with a rich, rusty iridescence.
Ah, oh, that steam smells divine. What do you call it exactly? What?
We call this consommé l'île de la cité.
And that's after the, what's the island that's in the middle of Paris?
And let me ask you, Stephen, what do you see that's so lovely and special on Paris streets?
Oh, everything is lovely about Paris. You know, the people are so stylish, the boulevards are so broad and leafy, people sit outside in cafes, they have their dogs on their lap, they sip espresso. I mean, nobody loves their dogs like Parisians.
Oh, they do, absolument. So in the U.S., people walk their dogs and pick up the droppings, right?
Yes, yes, it's law, as a matter of fact.
And just throw them away?
Yeah.
What a waste.
Whereas we recognize those droppings for the precious saveur that they are.
Saveur, saveur. What is saveur?
Flavor.
Flavor, flavor.
Flavor! Wait a minute! Did I just eat a
You
You can see photos of the Gregoires in their kitchen and read a recipe from Chef Solange on our Weekend Edition website and The Salt on NPR.org. It's April 1st, 2017, and you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.